What should the first impression of Audioboo be? That's question number 3 in the section Improving Audioboo. And in case you're completely and utterly new to this situation, let me tell you that there's a process going on to improve Audioboo. An external company is helping Audioboo. It's a partnership between the two of them. They've come up with a process which takes a relatively small group of people and puts them through their paces in terms of certain tasks, and I'm involved in the task which invites me to make conversation with others about Audioboo. So what should the first impression of Audioboo be? Second part to this: did my first impressions of Audioboo last? Do they communicate what you now know the Audioboo experience to be? Okay, there's 3 of them, right? Well, first of all, I don't think there could ever be such a thing as a recommended first impression of Audioboo. Now, let's just remember, of course, that people are increasingly diverse. You know, the great thing about popular education, the great thing about cross-cultural communication and cross-cultural behavior and travel, etc., is that diversity is increasing rather than reducing. Therefore, any notion of presenting a standard first impression of Audioboo to the outside world. Now, hang on a minute. I think I'm wrong. You see, the problem is that Audioboo has to give a first impression to the outside world. Yeah, it has a website. Now, wait a minute, hang on a second. The website may not be the first impression of Audioboo. The first impression of Audioboo may be a face-to-face conversation with somebody who's never ever seen Audioboo. So we're talking about first impressions in different places. Now, if I owned Audioboo, if you owned Audioboo, you'd have the challenge that you had to put something up on the website. So, for people, and there would be some people for whom their very first impression of Audioboo would be on the website. So that would be a first impression that needs controlling. At least you have that bit under control. But unfortunately, it isn't that simple either, because people take their first impression. You don't give them their first impression. People take it. So consequently, it depends upon what they come to the party with in their head already, what expectations, what comparisons they have. One person may come to the Audioboo website and be highly impressed because it's simple, straightforward, easy to use. They can find their way around it. Another person may come to the Audioboo website and say, it's a bloody disaster. Visually, it's horrid. Now, I'm not taking a stance on the Audioboo website, but what I'm actually saying is this is a complex question. So maybe I have nothing to say about it. But what I will say about it is that, you know, there are first impressions in different places. The typeface that Audioboo uses, that gives an impression. It's a touch. The layout of the site is relevant. One of the things that I wonder about is, it's an audio site. Does it give you enough audio? So when I log into it for the very first time, do I get an impression of audio? I don't know. I could imagine 100 other ways, or I could imagine several other ways in which Audioboo could present its first impression. My first impression was about simplicity. So I'm with other people on this. I certainly thought at the beginning, hey, this is simple to use, even I can use it. And if I can use it, my logic went, other people can use it, therefore this thing has legs. I mean, I didn't want to get involved with a new website and a new company if I thought it was going to fold. I wanted to get involved with Audioboo only if I came to the conclusion that I thought this was something that could work, could be around in a few years' time. I'm really not very good at, you know, giving my affection to something that's going to fold. I actually desperately want Audioboo to hang around and be here. So did my first impression last? To this day, my first impression is still that Audioboo is simple. And yet there's one, Audioboo has done quite a lot to improve its impression. And I actually feel that I haven't even followed all the new things that are on Audioboo. I have a big, big blind spot, and I admit it, and I've got to do something about it because I think I'm missing a whole lot. I pay no attention to the channels. And I think this has to stop. If I had to say I'm going to do anything different on Audioboo over the next 6 months, it would be I'm going to become a channel fan. I'm going to go in there, I'm going to look at what's going on, I'm going to listen to what's going on, I'm going to share what's going on, and I'm going to get involved. And I really do think there is some huge value in that area that I haven't tapped into. And I suppose you could say that takes me into, you know, perhaps Audioboo could promote itself a bit better. It could send me an email, perhaps saying, "We noticed that you haven't yet sampled our channels. Perhaps you might like to sample our channels." There's a wonderful thing there about Schubert. I love Schubert. I could listen to Schubert's music a lot. And yet I haven't. And there's an incredible channel to do with Schubert's music. So there we are. That's perhaps... Did they communicate? My first impression, did they communicate what you now Audioboo to be? No. I had absolutely no idea what the potential of Audioboo was. Now, some of it was fairly obvious. It was a broadcast platform. I could communicate. I could imagine and play with the idea of myself as a radio person. I could imagine myself into the role. I could practice the art and skill of radio production. And I could do it, you know, without fear or favour. So I could practice skills, right? But what I didn't actually realise was that the Audioboo experience, or there is an experience on offer, which is quite profound. And I refer again to the Nick Holloway Vox corner, if you like, that tiny little corner where intimate conversations about mindfulness, I'll put it in very popular form, you know, go on. So that is about intimacy. Audioboo provides an opportunity for small groups of people who are really interested in something to hold almost like publicly private conversations. In other words, private conversations in the sense that they're not going to go very far, really. But they're open and they enable other people to overhear what's going on and join in as well. So I actually had no... There are several other potentials. Like, I had no idea when I came across Audioboo that it would be possible to use it for really serious conversations with people I'd never met at all. Yeah, that idea about it is potentially a very serious place. People's lives can be changed by what happens on Audioboo. I mean, if you get into the world of authentic conversation, people's lives can be changed. And did I realize that? No, I don't think I did at the beginning at all, but I certainly do now. Thank you very much for listening.